This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Yeah, reading books is great, but have you ever listened to books? And if you are going to, you should do it on Audible, because Audible members get even more. They have all kinds of new stuff now. Audio fitness programs, audiobooks, Audible originals, and more. They have a largest selection of audiobooks on the planet, and now with Audible Originals, the selection has gotten even more custom. Okay, so as I always tell you guys about the Joe Abercrombie books that I'm listening to on Audible, that I got off Audible and I'm listening to on my phone, I love them. The guy, Stephen Pacey, who reads it, is amazing. Joe Abercrombie is one of my favorite authors. But more importantly, I just ran the Vegas Half Marathon a couple of weeks ago while listening to Red Country. Yes. I cannot recommend audiobooks for slow runners as much as I mean, it saved my life. I love to read and I love to hear new info, and the stories are so good. So to listen to it while running, 3 hours and 20 minutes running the Vegas Strip. That's how long it took me to run 13 miles. 3 hours of it was listening to Red Country, and because the story keeps my brain engaged and I don't think about how much I have to poop or how much my legs hurt. Do yourself a favor and get on Audible, and do me a favor and go to audible.com/mighty or text mighty to 500-500 to get started. Go to audible.com/mighty or text mighty to code 500-500. You get a 30-day trial and your first audiobook is free. Do that. And then, guys, the way it works is Audible gives you a credit every month for a book, and you can use it or you can stockpile them in case you're a slow listener, which is harder to be than a slow reader. But I know with listening to podcasts like High and Mighty, your queue gets chalked up, so you can stock up on a few credits. Look, you know what to do. Just go to audible.com/mighty and get yourself some audiobooks.
I'm impressed that you have all this equipment. Honestly, I'm impressed.
What's up, shitheads? Welcome back to another episode of High and Mighty. It's me, your boy, the number one fuck boy, the number one fuck boy, the number one fuck boy. All you gotta do is trust me. Fuck boy. Johnny G joining me as always in the High and Mighty studios, my nearly silent co-host, Arthur Gabrus. Arthur, give him a shout out.
Ow.
Oh, he bit him. Good, dude. And I'm going to leave that beginning part in, so you're so proud of all the equipment I have.
I am. I didn't say proud. I said impressed.
Impressed. Joining me in the High and Mighty Studios from previous episodes, Judaism and one of the Power Hours, and from most comedy stuff that you're familiar with, Adam Pally, guys.
Hello. Thank you so much for having me. I can't believe Arthur took a snip at me. I think he was mad I got in his eyesight.
Yeah, well, he knew that was his time to shine on
exactly.
The mic, and
I
you were stepping. Yeah.
Yeah. He, but I Christian bailed you. I want he did.
What? How far
ruin
into your
me, Brent? We're done, bro.
how far into your acting career when you learned that Christian Bale wasn't the asshole in that?
Oh.
Like I remember being like a year into my actually getting work and being like, wait, these guys are fucking, what are they doing? Stop moving. I
have such a fear of confrontation.
Oh, me same here. I won't ever say anything, but I understand.
Never, like, I always, when I, even heroes, people that I love, friends of ours I love, I work with, who are really good about, like, if background is making noise, they'll be like, excuse me, we're shooting. You know, I have never said that once. If I'm the lead, if I'm the 17th, people are talking, I'm like, they must be having an important conversation. Sometimes I'll be like, I'll stop the scene part, be like, hold on a second, I think we're bothering them. Like, I don't even.
These two long haired guys who I don't know if they're working on the show or background.
Yeah.
They're talking. So.
Yeah. That guy who you can't see his face because he has puffed an enormous vape. Cloud.
Yeah, the guy whose vape looks like Zach Morris's cell phone. He's like cranking.
Grip vapes look like fucking walkie-talkies.
I know. It's like, oh, thank God tech got. Thank God. Oh, dude, my iPhone is so thin. My TV screen is so flat. The thing that used to be literally a cigarette is now the size of a fucking boombox, and I carry it around.
And it has enough buttons and settings that it looks like a fucking Simon game. It's like lighting up. You got to remember.
It's like steampunk, literally. Adam Pally in the High and Mighty Studios. I love you saying thank you for having me here, as if we haven't hung out in this room a bunch.
Not on mic. No, but thank you for having me. I was very, I asked you to have me on the show, and I really appreciate it. Thank you.
Yeah, the text exchange that literally went, "Can I do your podcast Thursday?" I was like, "Yeah, come over. We'll get high and we'll talk about Vegas." And then you write back. Thank you. Seriously, this means a lot. I was like,
it does. No,
I know. I know what you mean, but it was funny to hear that. I was like, dude, are you kidding?
You got me my first
network acting role.
Oh, I don't think I got it for you at all. I think I was on the same show. I mean, but I wasn't. I had nothing to do with it.
I mean, it was. I could hopefully nail two lines as a video game.
I'm sure whoever was casting that had seen us improvise together long before either of us was cast in anything. I really do appreciate it that, you know, I have a new...
Because you're doing this Hollywood thing where you're going, hitting the rounds, promoting this new show,
I'm
Champagne.
Hitting the rounds.
Ew!
I'm hitting the rounds.
Hitting the rounds.
Rolling calls.
I'm leaving word.
I'm leaving word. I'm talking to business affairs. I have a new show coming out on YouTube Premium, which is a new network, and it's not, you know, I don't know how easy it is for anyone to watch or find anything, so I really want to come on like shows like this that I listen to and then hosted by friends of mine, because it means a lot to be able to come here and like even just say that the show's out.
Yeah. As if me having you on my podcast doesn't benefit me as well.
I would assume that it would. I always assume I'm a net negative.
No, you're an absolute liability.
Oh, for sure. I know what my insurance costs on all projects.
You're like plutonium. Like, you're helpful, but like, be careful around.
Yeah, them. It's like, don't you could end up getting too fucked. Much time. Yeah, people don't. Yeah, that's a good way to put it. Fucked.
But when does it come out? When does it hit?
12/12, December 12/12. 12/12. Yeah,
this will come out before then, because we're gonna put this out next week from where
that's
we're recording
great.
Now.
That's awesome.
So guys, get on it. Go to fucking YouTube Premium.
YouTube. And I think it'll probably just be on the home screen of YouTube too. Although that's assuming a lot. Yeah. I don't know how that works.
I think we can trust in Google and YouTube that the word will be out there of how to get it.
I hope so. Right. I mean, I don't know how to get Cobra Kai, so I mean, I've heard of it, but
well, we're gonna have to edit that out.
No, you don't. No, it's okay.
No, but for real, figure out how to get it, and I'm sure there's actually some way if you use like code Champagne.
You
get it for a month free.
Yes,
I'm sure they're gonna have some crazy package.
I hope they do.
And here's a dick move. Here's a dick move to do to YouTube, but they're a huge corporation.
Yeah, don't feel bad.
Just download it for a month, watch just Adam's show, and then cancel it if you get the free month.
And if like you are, if it's like a Columbia House thing and you're worried that we're gonna send you like new DVDs every month or whatever, we won't. We've only done 10 of them, so I will help you cancel your subscription after.
I will personally help you, because if you are canceling, my show is probably also getting canceled.
Yeah,
I'll be working at House of Columbia.
I would be really I would really have to take it as a sign if we were the first show to make YouTube subscriptions go down.
People are deleting the app.
Yeah, it's free. It comes on my TV. People are throwing their TVs out the window.
But it's you, Sam Richardson.
Sam Richardson, who's the funniest dude.
I love
GOAT.
That dude.
I was exclaiming to someone the other day that like, can you imagine how good you have to be as an actor to be the lead of like four shows at the same time,
and everyone's okay with it,
and everyone's
yeah,
cool.
He's like on
networks.
Veep, Detroiters,
he's
Champagne Hill,
worth
yeah.
every second of screen time that he. That
yeah, he's so fucking
yeah,
funny.
He's amazing.
Saves Mike and Dave.
Oh my god, he's
always underrated in everything. He's fucking hilarious on Veep.
He's awesome,
and he's fucking funny as hell in Champagne as hell, as well as you.
He's amazing in Champagne Hill, and he's you know so funny, but also like his romantic stuff is great and his leading man skills are great, and like it was such a pleasure to work with him. So he's great, and Jay Farrow is in it.
Oh, awesome.
Who is so talented, so crazy, being on set with him.
And it's the guys behind it are some old Happy Ending alums, right?
Yeah, they're all Happy Endings alums, created by David Cass, who created Happy Endings, and the Libman brothers, who were two of the executive producers of Happy Endings.
One who used to live next door to me, right?
Yes, Little Libman. Daniel Libman. He's not little, it's just he's younger.
And randomly, we all ran into each other in my driveway one time.
Yeah.
And wife.
I'm surprised that only happened one time.
Yeah, well, you know what? I never remember what he looked like.
Yeah. We all look the same.
Yeah, I know. I just call everybody Jared.
I had such a funny...
You want to know how much of an anti-Semite I am? I just call anyone who looks like you guys Jared.
I had such a funny interaction today at this voiceover. I was like in the lobby signing in, and this woman was like, "Hey, how you doing?" And I was like, I don't know you, but doing okay. How are you?
There's a certain "Hey, how you doing?" where you realize that the person thinks, is way too familiar with yes. you. For you understand that there's too much familiarity in that.
And I knew right. Yeah. So I was
I know I don't know you.
Right. But I didn't want to like do that.
Because you can sometimes escape that. Yeah.
Right. And I was like, I probably won't be here that long. So I was like, I'm doing good. Doing good. Good to see you. Well, I wrote my name and sat down. You can't really read my name when I write it anyway. So sat down. She's like, "How are the kids?" And I was like,
"Okay, I do have kids.
I do have kids. So they're good. They're good. They're really good." She's like, "Good." And then she like looks at me for a long time. And I'm like, "I feel you looking at me, but okay." And I sit back down. Like 5 minutes go by. No one says anything. And then she goes, "You know, I'm so sorry. I just was like looking at the thing. And is your name Adam?" And I was like, "Yes." And she's like, "Oh, I thought you were my friend Peter." And I was like, "Oh." And she's like, "Oh, I'm so sorry."
I appreciate the honesty.
Yes, of course.
Right? Like rather than the phoniness.
Yeah, but this happens a lot to me. And so I was like, "Oh, it's okay. It's fine." You know, and she's like, "You do look a lot like my friend Peter." She like went in on it again. And I was like, it's okay. And she's like, and Peter's like, great. And I think she was getting nervous. And I was like, "Can I ask you a question?" She's like, what? I was like, "Your friend Peter a Jew?" And she goes, "Yes, sir." I was like, "Well, there you go. You know, I love there you go."
She's like, it's Peter McNichol.
Yeah. In my head, I don't know many Jewish Peters, but I bet you if they look like
Peter
me.
Is more of an apostle's name.
Yeah, but she said he was a Jew, so I'm sure it was like Peter Greenberg or something, but he apparently looks like me. And I get that so much. He's great. He says he's great. But like, we're all kind of great. You know, like, it's like very easy to look.
Yeah.
Like,
there's literally nobody who's a Jew who's bad. Yeah. It was annoying.
It's like, well, there's a lot of, you know, but like everybody's like, no one's going to say after that interaction, no one's going to be like, "Peter's terrible."
Right.
You know,
right,
like
right,
she's
right.
like, "Peter's great."
You
look,
remind me of Peter because Peter is like fucking like sad looking like you are. Like,
yeah.
What?
Peter looks like he's like half asleep.
Yeah, Peter's got like weird fucked up eyes too.
It's weird. Yeah, it's weird that Peter, it's you and Peter give off the same vibe of "I don't give a shit," even though what you're doing is not important.
You and Peter walk a fine line of nihilism and goofiness.
Yeah.
But we wanted to get together to talk about one of our favorite topics, and that topic being one of the greatest cities in America.
Oh my God.
I have like 10 episodes of this podcast about it, and the listeners, I don't know why I'm teasing it out. I'm so stoned, but I'm teasing it out like they haven't read the title already.
Yeah. But the listeners, do they like your episodes about this city?
Yes. About this city? We'll get to it. They love it.
They do.
Yes,
do. When the listeners see the title of this
city. When it's finally revealed at the end of this podcast what the
what
title
city we're talking about. Is there a way for you to get that firmware so that like you don't know?
You have to listen to the whole episode, then the title's revealed.
What a lame bonus. I mean, you know,
you make it
to
like commercial ad number 8 of me screaming about the underwear you need to buy, which is Mac Weldon, promo code Mighty, by the way.
I barely need to know the title of the podcast.
Right, no one even cares. This is just playing in a fucking waiting room at a fucking like child's dentist office.
Child's dentist? I am moving to a different different child's dentist. Which I believe there's a word for.
I don't even know what I was trying to say there. I just like landed a terrible specific, but I spun the wheel. Yeah. That looks cozy.
It's not bad. I'm trying to get rid of this garbage in my hand.
We're talking about Vegas. I would like also, because I feel like I may have told this story on the podcast before, but I want to say it with you here. I smoked weed in high school. Then I thought I was going to be an FBI agent, so I quit. And then I got to college. I never smoked weed in college because my roommates, when they were stoned, annoyed the shit out of me. The first time I smoked weed again in my adulthood, and what's kicked me off on a habit that has been...
I don't like to look at it as a habit.
No, I mean a life-changing new hobby that I enjoy thoroughly. I smoked weed at your bachelor party for the first time, also, which took place in this city.
I think you said Vegas already.
All right. All right. Okay, guys. Las Vegas. Spoiler. All right. You win.
You did
promo code
you
Mighty.
Said that same sentence 2 minutes ago.
I'm fucking toasted. All I've had today is a smoothie and a joint and some medicated espresso covered chocolate covered espresso beans.
That is the most California thing I've ever heard.
It's my diet. I've had two CBD waters.
So half the things you eat are filled with weed. I always thought about what that would be like if you just all you ate was weed.
Yeah, you just eat CBD.
Would you eventually just even out?
What?
You would eventually just even out.
I think so.
It would just become your new kind of height. It'd be like Spidey senses.
Yeah, you would just be that. You would feel fucked up when you got sober.
Right, which is like always a terrible feeling.
That's what I always imagine, like, because I just have known some really bad older alcoholics in my day, aka my father. And, and it'd be like, and I'd be like, in hindsight, I didn't put it together at the time. In hindsight, I'm like, every morning must have been so awful, or if it wasn't, that's bad. Like when you're an alcoholic, you know, and you're like, I don't even get hungover anymore. You're like, dude, you drink.
Yeah, that's because I hope I'm not there. I really hope I'm
not.
No,
you still
there.
Get hungover, right?
Yeah, I get. I mean, sometimes. I mean, like if I really tie it on, I'll get hungover. But like, I'm pretty good. Like I can tie it on and like go to work.
All right, let's talk about this because now we're dovetailing some nice conversation topics here. Vegas and hangover recovery or survival. Do you have any things you do in Vegas that are positive for your health?
Yeah.
I know the answer. I'm asking you.
I mean, well, we have the same routine in Vegas because most of our trips are together to Las Vegas.
I will say I've been to Vegas however many times, maybe 12 times in my life. I would say 8 of them, you were also there.
I would say probably I have a similar statistics.
Yeah. maybe more visits, though.
Maybe more visits. I had a dark period where I was living here before you guys where I would go a lot on my own. And that's a tough road.
Guys,
tough road to hoe.
If we haven't told you what city we're talking about yet, you're going to be excited.
I think they're putting two and two together. But yeah,
we are landing hit at the spa.
Yeah.
If not as many times, if not every day.
In my older age, I learned to really take advantage of the awesome Las Vegas gyms. Cause like one of the things that I love about Las Vegas is its opulence, and that extends to even your health. Like,
yes,
if you're at a good hotel, which most of them are, even the bad ones, the gyms are enormous and awesome, and they have every kind of equipment. And like, now that I'm not super into it, but I know what I like to do and what makes me feel good for like a half hour to an hour.
Right.
And I will take advantage of that before I put any other stress on my heart.
Right. And you kind of feel like you have to. Vegas inspires you to do this shit because you know what you're going to do later.
Yeah. Like,
and you're sort of like, I might as well have a juice, a fucking workout, and then a swim, a sauna, a steam. And I might as well do this because I'm going to get fucking wild.
It's also, it also for monetarily,
it keeps you out of the casino for 3 hours.
It keeps me off the floor for 3 hours. Because I
agree
do,
wholeheartedly. I take a super long shower at the spa. I never take a long shower.
No, I'm like, I really take my time. I go in and out of all the saunas and the heat rooms. I check my phone. I like make calls to like my wife and talk to the kids. Like I'll like really
we'll
take
watch
the time.
Sports in robes
sports
for a little while.
And look at my sports bets because I clearly already made sports bets the night before,
right,
but
I will go vape. Well,
yeah, I'll smoke weed, but I'll really try to take some time away from the floor because I have also had trips where I have not slept and gambled for like 36 hours. And
that's what inspires me to bring the schvitz and the workout and the nice meals, because I used to not even go out to dinner because I just want to gamble.
We used to divide on that.
Yeah,
I remember.
You sold. You're the one who taught me, and then I brought that to my family.
Yeah.
And the last time my brother and I met in Vegas, and he was from my school of like, I'll just eat a fucking hero. I just want to spend $6.
I remember.
And then we were like, we ate a dope meal, and it's like, of course we're gonna lose $500. If we're gonna lose $500, why not lose $150 on a fucking great meal?
Well, that's I remember. We went to, I think one of our first trips was Mandalay Bay.
Yeah, is that where we stayed for your bachelor?
I think so.
I thought we stayed Hard Rock for your bachelor.
I think this was after bachelor party. We were still gambling like that, and we came and we drove. I remember, and we met some people there, and we started early in Caesars, and we were like gambling, and we were on a bit of a run, but nothing heavy. And it became like 6 o'clock, and I was like, "Let's go upstairs, shower, make the concierge make us like a bomb res," and you're like, I got a tuna. You're like, I got a tuna, soggy tuna hero from Starbucks. I'll meet you back after you shower.
You shower. I showered yesterday.
I was like, how did you put two and two together like that? It's going to work so quickly. But yeah, no, I remember your strategy. I just feel like, again,
but now I've come around to it. Now I have a dinner reservation every night.
You got it.
And I learned it's because I don't want to have to not gamble and be on the casino floor. So yes. Like, you have to do.
That is hell on earth.
I want to just be able to gamble when I'm there.
Yeah. So, and you don't want to have to be worried about like ATM fees.
Yes,
and, like,
I got to lessen
limits.
The time I'm losing money.
I still have that problem. Like, I'll still like lose really hard and go over a limit and stuff and like chase that dragon all night. Like,
me too.
And dude, I just want that, like, no matter how old I don't think that ever goes away. And like, I think that's part of the fun of it. I mean,
I think also we're addicted to gambling. Oh,
totally. I'm addicted to losing. I mean, Doug Mann will tell you a story where I like. We
You're like, you just don't want to win money. You're like, if I have this, what if I got...
I'm addicted to the feeling of losing. I love it. Doug Mann will tell you, will back
that's
me up
some,
on this
That's
story.
Some peak anxiety shit. If you're like, I love to lose.
I think
lose.
It's anxiety. I think it's like self-hatred or something. Yeah. Or self-sabotage. But I have been with Doug, I don't know if it was... I think it was his bachelor party.
Which,
were you there at that?
Yes.
And the basketball court?
Oh, no. That one I couldn't go to.
We were...
Oh, right. You guys got a suite with a basketball court.
We got a suite with a basketball court, which is a
full-length basketball
fucking
court.
Amazing. The most fun ever. What were we just talking about? I just forgot. There's my stoner tax.
We were saying going to dinner reservations.
Losing
money. Oh, you're addicted to losing.
I love Jesus losing. So, Christ. Jesus Christ.
This is good listening.
So, anyway.
Champagne Ale is scripted and edited.
So, Doug was his fiance, had gotten us into this club because her family works in that inside of that industry. And so, we like went into the club and everybody was like, there was someone playing, some like rapper playing. I don't even remember. I was so like, just gone, and I disappeared from the group, which is like never a good sign when you're that guy.
No, you at a bachelor party, the one rule is no one can go off solo.
Yeah, you know what? But like people were like, "Where's Adam?" People were nervous. People couldn't find me. Doug found me betting extremely high hands at the club. I had found a blackjack table in the club, betting extremely high hands and losing. And each time I was losing, I was cracking up.
Yeah, I get in a groove like that where it starts to make me laugh, and it's almost like funny. I'm like, holy shit! If I lose another $500, that would be insane.
Yeah, I don't want to say.
And then you do it, you're like, oh my god, I'm a fucking psychopath. Yeah,
I don't want to say the amount of money I lost, but I was up big, so it didn't really sting that much. But it was enough now where I was like, if I had that money now, my kids would be happier.
Right. If someone handed me a check for that amount right now, I would say thank you.
I would work for it.
Yeah,
I would work for it. That might be a sad story now in hindsight, but I think it makes you.
I'm addicted to losing, baby.
I think it makes you who you are.
But that's Vegas for you. You can have fun doing that, and then we know since we're such hardcore gamblers, you have to inject non-casino time into your experience in Vegas. You need to sit down for 2 hours, and then if you only spend $200 on dinner in 2 hours, that's better than you would have lost 2 hours on the casino floor. You're like, it's like you're making money.
Oh my god, that's why, especially lately,
I'll take a fucking nap these days.
Yeah, me too. I was just gonna say, like, my afternoons, like, in between. As soon as the games are done,
yeah,
you know, Sunday's a different story because it's football. But like Saturday, you're betting NBA mostly. As soon as the NBA games are done, I need like an hour, hour and a half to nap because it's the West Coast,
right?
And those games are ending at 9. Like I can tuck in till midnight in Vegas and then go down to some amazing steakhouse and do crazy damage,
right? And that's why I also like I love an 11 p.m. dinner.
Oh, an 11 p.m. dinner is
because then you could just be Magnifique. So fucked up
Carbone,
landing at the meal.
11 p.m. Carbone.
I love just rolling up to a meal absolutely
hammered.
Fucking smashed.
Hammered.
You're like, I haven't eaten since 5 hours ago and it was pizza after the pool or something like that.
That's what happens when I shit on my sleeve. That's what happened when I shit on my sleeve at the Venetian movie. Right before a Black Keys concert. I was just like rolled into, I had been gambling all day. The Black Keys were going on at like midnight. I rolled into
I'm wondering where the shit on the sleeve comes
So I rolled into the dinner at like 9, like fucking hammered, and I was meeting like my manager there. Like I rolled in fucking hammered, like sweating hammered, and with like a ton of chips in my pocket, you know, like wide-eyed with chips. And I sat down and I was like, I'm so hungry. I'm so fucking hungry. I hadn't eaten all day. Right. I've just been like gambling
and
so I
drinking.
Ate like a giant filet, like really quickly, like a rich ass filet, like that came with like the garlic butter on top. And everyone's sitting there waiting for the check. And I immediately, like, oh my God, I'm going to shit. It's so, like, we went into the bathroom to shit. And like, I, you know, I shit like a ton, you know, like from fucking Vegas shit. And I, this podcast not live, is it?
What?
This podcast not, it's live? When do the callers come on?
There's nobody calling.
Dude, that phone has been off the hook.
Yeah, my power's been good.
So I go into the bathroom, I take an enormous, like, got, like, you know, I told this story before. I think I call this shit like a businessman in the airport shit. Like, you know, where, like, you go, you see some like penny loafer and then
and they're like the dudes who are so comfortable making noise.
Yeah, they're like,
you know, I'm like timing my flush
me too.
For my
I'm
splats.
Coughing, I'm coughing for my plops. The dude next to me is literally like, blah, 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 blah,
blah. And then he's like, oh fuck
yeah. Oh, his flight's gonna be better.
Literally, I've had a dude do that and then be like, hello? Yeah. No.
Yeah.
No, I'm great.
It's like,
yeah,
Tom
I'm flying
Arnold
home now.
I'll
see you in Salt Lake
Powers.
City. Yeah. Yeah. I'm like, get on. He's having a Blackberry.
Yeah. So, but then I like cleaned up and I thought, like, you know, like I said before, I'm not like Howie Mandel or anything, but I clean up nice, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
But I went back to the table and it smelled like pretty bad at the table. And my friend was like, I told the story on Conan, I think. That's why I'm comfortable telling it here. But my friend was like, hey, man, did you like fart or something? And I was like, no, I went to shit. Kind of maniac farts on the way back. It's like, no. He's like, well, dude, it smells like shit. And I was like, well, fuck you, man. And he's like, did you shit your pants? And I was like, no, I ran to the back. Fuck you.
No, I spent time in the toilet like, looking at it. I was to
like,
make sure.
And he's like, well, something fucking smells. And my manager is like, he doesn't want to say it's me. So he's like, something smells, you know? And I'm like, oh, God.
Oh God,
it's not me. I know it's not me. And then the waiter comes over with a check and he's like, I'll just leave this. And like, you can see that he knows. He's like, I'll just leave this. Like, oh. And like, he smells it. It's a terrible moment. And my friend is like, dude, if you shit your pants, just tell us. We're at the hotel. We'll go upstairs. You can change. Don't be embarrassed. Like, you know, and I'm like, I didn't shit my pants. I'm like screaming. And right then I noticed that, like, I didn't shit my pants, but like there's a giant chunk of shit on my sleeve.
Oh, right. Just from like a fucking
just
Miss
like
White.
Debris.
Yeah, yeah.
It like, I didn't know where it went. And, like,
yeah, oh, that's a bummer.
It was a
that's
bummer.
Fucking awesome.
And I had to be like, ah! And I like, took my shirt off in the middle of the restaurant, ran up to the room, threw the shirt in the garbage, like a white sweater.
You had like that big Drake sweater on. Big smear of shit on the arm.
Such a fucking.
The Drake / Harry from Harry Met Sally sweater.
Like, yeah, it was. It was like that. It was like nautical. Yeah, it was gone now.
At a mutual friend's bachelor party, shout out to guest Sean Clements. We were walking to a different hotel to go smoke cigars because Cosmo has a balcony. So we're walking to a friend who stays at Cosmo's room. And we were walking back. And at the end of a huge steak meal where I drank like a mad red wine and had like,
my favorite.
I got like a fucking coffee.
Favorite
I was
kind
like,
of dinner.
Gotta get a coffee with Kahlua at the
yeah,
end.
Yeah, you needed a
and
little
And I was
espresso.
Like, double me up. And I was like, let me get a little.
A little jump start.
We were walking back and I was like, guys, I'll meet you there. Text me at the room. Like, they're looking at me and I'm like, dripping sweat, and we're like halfway in between the two hotels. I'm like in the Bellagio, a hotel I'm neither staying in nor my friend is staying in, and I'm trying to find a toilet, but I'm in like the mall section of the Bellagio, you know, like where it's like
all those escalators.
Yeah, where there's no like so many escalators. It's like a fucking M.C. Escher painting. Yeah. I'm trying to find a toilet. Do you know where
there's
I
like
end up?
An
shit?
Oxygen bar.
I eventually shit in the family restroom. I just see a family restroom. I shut the door behind me. It has like a table and like it has like all the shit. I'm just shitting in
God.
A huge room.
Terrible
nightmare. And I'm like in like going out to dinner clothes, and I'm just shitting fucking like a 40-ounce ribeye with a bunch of liquor and coffee. And it's like a 10 o'clock dinner, and I'm like, I show up half hour later to where everyone's hanging out smoking stogies, and I'm like,
God.
And they look at me and they're like, are you okay? And
dude.
I'm like, ah, fuck, man, I'm fucked up, dude. People, I can't tell you enough how excited I am to open my front door, and what's on my doorstep but a giant box. What's in that box? Meat
baby. We're talking ButcherBox, one of my newest sponsors and one of my closest friends starting today. Guys, ButcherBox sends curated box, including mixes of all different quality meats, beef, chicken, and pork, or you can always customize your own box. Meat is frozen at the peak freshness in individual vacuum-packed, biodegradable packaging, and all meat is delivered right to your doorstep. I don't even want to get into how cool the packing peanuts they use are, because they're made from like cornstarch or something, and they're completely dissolvable. So I filled my sink up with them and just watched them melt with water. It was awesome. But not as awesome as the 9 to 11 pounds of meat, which is enough for 24 individual sized meals that show up at my house. And you can choose from 5 different types of boxes: all beef, beef and chicken, beef and pork, mixed box, custom box, which lets you choose your own cuts. 100% grass-fed and finished, free-range chicken, heritage breed pork, all quality stuff, antibiotic, hormone-free. They pick fine selection. Here's the exciting thing. Here's what I like about ButcherBox. All their quality ingredients, how easy it is that it shows up and it's frozen and the dry ice works and all of that. It's free shipping anywhere in the 48 states. You can choose your delivery frequency. All of that. Humanely raised, open pasture animals, never fed antibiotics, hormones, or fatty fillers. But more importantly, the most exciting part about it is sometimes there's a cut of meat in there that I've never cooked before that I wouldn't necessarily order for myself. So I'm so pumped to like learn a new recipe or try a new meat. Also, the bacon, your boy has been smashing it. Now, I know it's kind of blasé to be like so pro bacon these days because it's like the internet has ruined the enjoyment of bacon because everyone talks about how much they love it. But it's very good for a reason. And ButcherBox has some high quality nitrate free bacon that I am just loving. Do yourself a favor. For free bacon and $20 off your first box, go to butcherbox.com/high and enter promo code high. For free bacon and $20 off your first box, go to butcherbox.com/high and enter promo code high. Are you guys on Eero yet? Get yourself Eero. It's total network protection, advanced security. It's like having dormitory Wi-Fi or office Wi-Fi in your house where you can set up satellites so that your office, your back room, your bedroom, your backyard has better Wi-Fi. What else does Eero do? Total network protection, advanced security, content blocking, ad blocking. Look, the single router model just doesn't work anymore for like the expression they have here, which really, really lands for me is imagine asking a light bulb to in your living room to light your master bedroom. I don't know how Wi-Fi travels around. That's for scientists to sort out. But we do know that other parts of your house have shittier reception than other parts. So do yourself a favor and get Eero. Not to mention Eero Plus, which is a simple, reliable security that defends all your home's devices against a growing number of threats, malware, spyware, phishing attacks, unsuitable content. The combination of Eero with Eero Plus is complete protection for your network and all the devices and all the people who use them. So it's a simple way. Traditional routers don't update their software. Eero does all of that. I'm enjoying having Eero. I love having same strength Wi-Fi in the room where I'm gaming as I am when I'm on my front porch looking at my phone or watching Netflix on my phone in bed. Whatever I might be doing, I'm so happy to have powerful internet throughout my house, throughout my apartment. I say it like it's a huge mansion, but trust me, you'll dig it. So never think about Wi-Fi again. Get $100 off the Eero base unit and 2 beacons package and 1 year of Eero Plus. Visit Eero.com/mighty and at checkout, enter promo code mighty. So that's Eero.com/mighty and enter promo code mighty at checkout. Eero.com/mighty.
The worst at Doug's similar thing at Doug's best. Shout out to Doug Mann.
Yeah,
I know a lot of our stories both have Doug Mann in there, but he also has spent most of my time in Vegas with me.
Yes. Also we're talking about shitting, so like yeah, it's hard not to mention Doug Mann.
So Doug, the first day of his bachelor party, we all like took edibles. Doug's not really good on edibles, and we were like all walking through similarly like some casino's mall. I think it was like the Venetian where like,
yeah,
or no, the Caesars where like this, the cloud is.
And right.
Like,
right. Yeah, yes.
So it's
yes.
like a little claustrophobic.
Yeah.
Or
that's the, that is the Venetian.
That is the Venetian.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So it's like a little,
where Carmine's
like,
is.
Yes. Where Carmine's is. We know about
the where you can get a fucking chicken palm the size of a fucking doormat for $40.
Meatballs.
That's the nights where you eat like a sleeve of carbs and then four meat dishes.
and then you get back to the room and order chicken fingers at 5 a.m. Doug, so we all took these edibles and we hit a buffet.
Ooh.
And it was great. You know, everyone was like so hungry. And
I love a good 2 hour Blazing Grace.
It was great. It yeah. was awesome. And then everyone's like walking back to the casino. It's like, I'm in shit here, actually. I'm not going to make it. So me and buddy Sam like peel off to go shit. And it's the Vegas stalls are amazing. You get like your full
marble.
We've
talked about this on the podcast before, but I want to talk about this again. Shitting in Vegas is not nearly as bad as you.
No, it's great.
Vegas casinos are truly clean.
It's the best place. Vegas is the best place to have a shit attack.
Yes, because there's a bathroom.
It's a hotel.
Yeah.
I mean, when I'm
if you have to shit in New York, when you live in New York, hotel. You pop into a fucking Parker Meridian lobby hotel.
Same in L.A. when I'm here.
Yeah.
If I'm ever have a shit attack in L.A., I pull over to the nearest 5-star hotel and run in there like I have a meeting.
Yeah.
And then go to the bathroom. Because
their lobby or they have a restaurant that has a bathroom.
And
or
it's
they have
awesome. It's going to be awesome. The toilet yeah. paper is going to be great.
And it's yeah, and it's worth like if you had to pay a valet fee.
I'm fine with it. I'm yeah, fine yeah. with it. I'll get a coffee.
Totally. Yes. One of my favorite stories is Dom Dirkus had an NYU card until he was like 30 in New York because if you had to shit, he could run into NYU.
That's a great.
He kept his like student ID because he never looked old.
That sounds very like Dom. He still doesn't look it.
He still goes back to shit every once in a while. I miss my
keeps
stomping
it for upfronts. but yeah, so I was shitting and my buddy was shitting in a couple stalls down, and then all of a sudden we heard like whimpering, and it was Doug who had just like shit and was whimpering because the edibles were like really hard. And we had to like
he was
like retrieve
him
on his own.
He was just like dealing with some shit,
dealing with it, dealing with it, and he's on the toilet.
Oh, dude, you know what the dream is? You're talking about shitting at a buffet. Talked about this on the buffet episode with Kula and Zach. Shitting in the middle of a buffet meal is like the best thing that could possibly happen. You know what I mean? Like you go into it, you're like, oh, I have to shit, and no one's done yet. And you're like, oh fuck, I'm gonna get another plate. If you shit, you're like, yeah.
Well, then everyone else goes to shit, then you can go hit a third, fourth. Yeah. Because like and like wait and graze while everyone's like paying the check.
I have like so many fucking Vegas theories, but oh, me too. Buffet theories. I go even deeper.
I have so many. I have craps theories. I have craps theories.
I have a Sunday plan for football season.
Me
I have a
too.
Sunday plan for a non-football season.
I have a summer plan if I end up there for baseball. I mean, my dream is to shoot a movie there.
My dream is to live there.
I'm gonna end up.
Gabrus does a power hour at the Flamingo every night.
Dude,
he's gonna
joke. If that was a real gig, I would take it. I would love that.
We ran into a dude, and we heard from someone else when we were in Vegas one time. Some like quasi celebrities Vegas deal, and it was like free first class flight or private jet flight from LAX to Vegas every Thursday night. You free hotel, free food, everything in the Hard Rock. You just had to like be at the club from like 9 to midnight or 9 to 2 a.m. 3 nights in a row, but you had like bottle service and all that. But you just had to be there and like talk onto the mic every once in a while.
Yeah, you gotta be like, hey, it's Scott Disick.
Yeah, exactly. And then I was like, man, and it's like, yeah, and they give him like, I hear they give him like $5,000 a day and like just, hey, go gamble this or whatever.
What?
And I was just like sitting there and I was like, I need this job.
What?
I would fly in. Yo, Vegas party promoters.
Get us.
Fly me and Pally in for like a fucking.
I'll do your pool party.
I will, yes.
We'll do it ironically.
What? Oh, we'll bring.
I'll do it in a Speedo, ironically.
I'll make fat, rich, mid 30s dudes happy.
Oh, for sure, yeah. Dude. Call it the Bear Club.
That'd be fucking awesome. Let's hang out in Speedos. It ends up being like a huge gay party.
Yeah,
we end up having the most popular
that'd
party
be
in
so
Vegas.
Fun. I would do that in a second.
Oh, hell yeah.
I think we're going to like house sitting.
Exactly.
No, that's the, to me, like those gigs. I mean, obviously, they
I
get,
need
like,
that in my life. I'll just retire if I could just podcast.
I love those gigs. Like, I feel like those gigs sometimes are looked at in this way where it's like, well, look what's going, like, you know,
yeah.
whatever takes a residency there or something.
Right.
It's like, well, look what's going on there. But to me, What are we all doing? You know, right.
You're entertaining crowds. Fucking,
yeah, if you're entertaining anybody.
I mean, I think you shouldn't do to yourself for just obvious reasons. You shouldn't do like a year's residency in Las Vegas.
No, I would be dead.
Yeah, we'd all die.
We'd all die.
Yeah, but I think if I was ever given opportunity to do something there for like some sort of sellout-y type thing for a month, I would do it.
Samsung wants to fly me out to do like Adam's Improv Lab at the MGM Grand every Thursday to Sunday. Get me there.
Yeah, I'll do a few weekends a year. Hell yeah,
dude. In a second.
Well, you hosted the hockey, the NHL Awards,
yes,
right?
Yes, yeah. That was fun.
Is that a fun experience? Because then you're there.
I was. They didn't have a host, so I. It was like one of those things where they cheaped out and didn't get a host, so had like five presenters present like five awards.
Oh, right. So it was like five different personalities.
Yes. Yeah. It was fun. I mean, I don't love hockey, but right. It was fun. I mean, like, it was.
Well, you're a fan of sports and you're a fan of
fucking. That's where my second child came from. Literally, NHL called and was like, do you want to do this? And I just had my first son, and my wife and I were like, well, I would like to get out, you know? And like, she was just feeling like kind of okay. And we were like, yeah, let's go to Vegas. And we went to Vegas
for the job,
for like a corporate gig, and came back pregnant.
Famously, a month or two after your son was
supposed
born.
To. Yeah, very soon. Ended up with Irish twins, but still, we were going to name, if she was a boy, we were going to name him Cash. I was like, what else do we do? But I love it. It's romantic for us for that too.
Yeah,
it's
really
sentimental for us.
Oh, that's fun. And you know what? I just in the last year or two have turned Tiffany on to Vegas.
Yeah, that's an important thing too.
It took a while. I was like, I know how to sell her Vegas. She has to give me the opportunity. She finally gave me the opportunity,
yeah.
And I was like, watch how much fun you're gonna have in Vegas.
Yeah.
I've learned to curb my gambling to like 2 hours with her and then X amount of hours after she goes to bed.
Right.
But
and you can still function with her the next day.
And you still function with her the next day, yes. Like, yeah.
See, like, that's, I'm looking to do that with my kids now because.
Right. Because Tiffany said that. She was like, all these people have kids here. I'm like, when we have kids and they're like 6 and 8, and it's like, take them to the pool all day and then we go get a good dinner together and then like they go to bed and my wife.
Take them to a show. Yeah. I mean, like, that's what I'm looking. I'm looking to get my kids like at the pool all day. Then I'm looking to take them to see like a Cirque du Soleil.
Exactly.
We'll all have a nice dinner. Then they'll go to bed and mommy and I will go tear it up.
Yeah.
That's what I'm looking for.
Right. Yeah. They're old enough to be.
I
mean,
like, it might be their new mommy, but whatever.
it's spelled M A M I.
JK, JK.
But what? So we were talking about Sundays. Football Sundays in Vegas are very fun days.
They're my favorite. That's why I often don't fly in until Saturday morning.
Right, so that you can stay until Monday.
Yeah, I stay till Monday. I stay till Monday afternoon if I can, because I like a little bit of a dirty breakfast.
Oh yeah, well you can get one more schvitz in.
I get an extra schvitz, and then I'll have like Bloody Marys and gamble till like 12 and take a 2 o'clock flight.
Yeah,
because Monday's a wash anyway. I might as well nurse my hangover there.
Yeah, right. Well, see, I have like if I can't do the Monday for work or for shit, and it's not a football Sunday, my Sunday repertoire or my Sunday routine is super high. Healthy big ass beverage like a juice or something,
juice.
And then like video poker for like 2 hours. Eat edibles,
yeah.
Just play video and drink water. And
you're a big Let It Ride guy, though.
I'm a huge. I love Let It Ride. Yeah, that's Let It Ride is my slot machine.
Yeah, I found you at Let It Ride at some dark hours.
Yeah, dude. I get it's because it's easy to be there for a long time.
Oh, I love it.
So many casinos have phased it out. Well, I just stayed at the Cosmo and they didn't have it.
Yeah, well, Cosmo's doing an interesting thing too. I haven't been there in about a year, but like when I was there last, they're phasing out a lot of their like. Bonus games, and it's becoming pretty kind of like bare essentials.
Yeah, like, but they still have like the 3-card poker because you can tell the odds on those games. The money moves faster because they keep like 3-card poker, 4-card poker, 5-card stud,
yeah,
5-card
but like
flip
the
or whatever.
Stuff that like blackjack switch and stuff like that is like no more.
Yeah, phased no,
out,
they don't do that.
Phased out.
They realize it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Gamblers are going to still come.
Yeah. It's like even if we don't have blackjack switch, someone's going to come and spend the money on
it. Yeah. And they'll spend it slightly faster because there's no switch.
Yeah. And the machines are going faster.
Right. Exactly. And it's just like people in, people out.
Yeah.
That's what that's why every casino hates Let It Ride.
Right.
Because it's just such a long game. And that's how I became a fan of it.
Yeah. Because you could blue hair it.
Yeah. We called it Loser's Poker.
Yeah. You sit there and you get beers.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. That we would just be like, all right, look, I can lose $11 a round and it takes a long time, and if I can get her to keep bringing me double Patrons, I can even it out.
I'm convinced though that the liquor in those drinks is not like I've never really gotten drunk in a casino like that.
I think I know what you're saying because
You think it's the oxygen that they pump in?
I think it's like, the oxygen. I think it's a little bit of the juice of gambling. The, you know what I mean?
It's like the brain activity.
Yeah. I think it's like the stimuli. Cause like I can get fucked up in my room in Vegas.
But if we
usually buy a bottle of Patron or buy some sort of fucking bougie big bottle of vodka or tequila, and we're making cocktails in the room always.
That's a part of the routine.
That's a big part of the routine is you got to have a home base upstairs.
Of bougie where you
can
liquor.
So you can shit, you can shower if you want.
Yeah.
And now what I learned with the legalization of weed in Vegas.
You got to smoke in the room.
You got to smoke. Smoking in the room is the only place you can legally smoke. Like they won't let you smoke in the casinos.
Even with a vape?
On the strip. On the vape, I don't know if they care or if they can tell. You know,
I've
been
sitting at blackjack tables and vaping for years.
Me too. If other people are vaping e-cigs, I'm vaping weed at the table. I won't be the guy that pioneers it, but if I see other people doing it, I'm like, then I feel comfortable. But smoking a J, which is my preferred method, you can really only do in the room, and you run the risk of someone complaining or you getting that hit with that $300 smoking fee. But
why can't? Yeah,
and Cosmo. But the last time. The last two times I've gone away, you and I shared rooms and were the smoke rooms, and we didn't get bagged at all.
No.
Because weed doesn't like really stick.
I was going to say, like, I would rather not stay in a smoker's room.
Right. Oh, for sure. You know, but the thing is, the Cosmo, game changer with the balconies, dude. It's not that much more.
Yeah. I wonder how many people jump off those a year.
That's what, because that's famously why you can't open up casino windows.
Yeah.
But I think Vegas has adapted a little bit, and Cosmo's aware of that because they're just getting people who want to eat bougie meals and get fucked up.
Yeah, I hate that casino. I mean,
I don't love that casino, but I loved staying there the last time I stayed there. I ate at Momofuku after the half marathon, dude. We got the duck and the pig.
Well, that's my favorite restaurant too. Remember where we sat with Jim Fossil?
Oh yes, yes, dude! Holy shit, I remember that. Only in Vegas,
only
dude.
In
do
Vegas,
you,
yeah.
Only in Vegas do you get to have a fucking random Mediterranean. Awesome ass.
What's the name of that place? It's my favorite restaurant in Vegas.
I can't remember.
It's Andreas.
It's like his fish restaurant. It's maybe called like Mare.
Mykonos?
It's something like that. It's like
Mysticals?
It's blue. It's an M name and it's like bluish. It's very nautical.
Yeah.
But it's the spot where you walk up and like pick out your fucking fish.
It's
and it's
favorite
awesome.
Place. Yeah.
And the food was so bomb. And legendary Giants coach Jim Fossil sat with us.
Chatted. Yeah,
due to some connections because we were with some old hens that knew people who knew people. And then it was a fucking delight.
It was awesome.
We were at a party with other people and you had family in town. They were like, you were like, I don't want to go by myself. You want to come with me? I was like, if they're good. And we go and your father-in-law treats us.
Yeah,
we
got a
fucking
awesome.
Huge ass meal. I was like, oh, our friends are all going to eat at a steakhouse.
Yeah, we had dinner with Jim Fossil, who loved you.
Jim Fossil, I was like, I'm a fucking Giants fan,
a real
bro.
Connection with you.
Yeah. It's like, oh, the 300-pound bearded guy in a fucking unbuttoned Hawaiian shirt in January.
He didn't love my vibe as much.
He's like, are you Peter? Peter a Jew, Fossil?
I was like, I am Peter. For you, Fossil.
What are you saying? Hut, hut, hike.
Is that how you remember your other players' names?
I love a stoned, chill table game with a healthy beverage on my way out. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, that's essential.
Like post-Schwitz, like, oh, get myself a big-ass coffee. Even just an iced coffee.
I have
you know, nothing
such
sweet.
FOMO with Vegas that I really have to like pull my – I can't just rip it like a Band-Aid or else I get this like week's worth of did I really maximize my time? And it's almost not worth the trip to me because I hate not having my time there, you know? I really do. I hate it. So I have to like, you know, pull myself out in a way that's like I need an hour to an hour and a half at a table with my bags at the bellhop. Just like get myself out the door. Win or lose, just gotta like...
Another Vegas hack. If you are a Schwitz guy, it's very easy on the day you have to check out to not pay the late checkout fee, which also is not a big deal either. It's like for $100, they'll let you check out at like fucking
five. Yeah,
yeah, they'll push it back. But if you don't want to pay that fee, but you are down to Schwitz on your last day,
go to the spa.
Bring your luggage. You got the locker for the day when you pay for the spa,
mm-hmm.
so you can leave your luggage down there.
Yeah, I do that quite a bit.
Yeah, and then like go down and shower right before your flight.
I haven't been to Vegas in a good long time now. About since last time we went, that was almost 2 years ago.
Yeah, for Doug's birthday.
Yeah,
Doug's 35th or Doug's
something
baby
like
moon.
That.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm interested to know like what the new spots are because
I haven't gone with someone who's more savvy than me yet
in a while.
And I haven't like so like when we go for we're going to a bachelor party together.
In March,
Jack Dolgen's.
Are you allowed to do this on the podcast? Like say all these people's names and shit?
Well, I feel like they're my friends who've been on the podcast.
So it's fine.
So I feel like it's like
quite in a little bro club you're creating.
Yeah, in the high and mighty extended universe.
Yeah.
I literally had Doug and Jack on to talk about shitting, and we talked about Vegas and shitting almost the whole time. Yeah, yeah. So people know. Yeah, people know. But we have, and that's an exciting thing when you see you and I are both able to attend the same bachelor party in Vegas.
I'm so excited. When I saw that email chain, I was like, yep.
When you responded, I went like, roommate.
Oh, yeah. At least I know I have someone that's not going to be mad at me.
There is that mutual degenerate feeling where we both kind of can go like, they're like, look, it's our room. Like, we know, don't worry about
anyone
us.
Anyone that ends up in that, what if it's a suite, if they end up in like our section or like whatever. Yeah. I think it's understandable that like we're cool, so you better be cool. It's like we will move you out of there. I will complain to whoever. I'll be like, sorry, man.
We're the type of people that if we were sharing a room, the rest of the people at the bachelor party would know who a third couldn't be. You know what I mean? Yeah, if they were like, oh, we should put so-and-so, they were like, don't, with those guys.
No, he'll die.
He doesn't want to be around those guys. Oh, dude. And we're talking about close friends of
people
ours.
People pick me up. It was funny. I feel like when both you and I responded to that email chain, other people responded no.
Yeah, people were like, never mind. God, so a dude did reply, oh, never mind. I was wrong.
Yeah, I think that was due to us. They were like, oh, God.
Oh, fuck. I'm
mad. See, this is another thing that I'm interested in doing, but you can't really do this on someone's bachelor party. You got to do this on your own time. But I'm interested. There's all these
jumping
like
off one of those Cosmo balconies.
You got to jump off. I'm just killing myself there in my own time. You know, I don't want to do it with my friends around.
Yeah, because it's we want it to be so and so's bachelor party, not the bachelor party where Pally killed himself.
Yeah, no. That should be at my wedding.
Saving it for the wedding, bigger crowd.
I want to go, like, there's all these restaurants that I've read about that are like off strip a little.
Yeah.
That are, there's supposed to be amazing Chinese food and.
Right. That's sort of more like it's not for tourists.
Yeah, but it's supposed to be like really
amazing. People still
amazing.
Know the spots.
Yeah. Like, I was just watching Ugly Delicious that was talking about
it. I fucking
it.
Love that show.
And they were saying that Vegas has like these amazing spots that are just as good as like. What you're going to get at the version of it at Caesars.
Right.
But it's right there.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I'm down. I'm very
you can't, down. You can't suggest that on a bachelor party.
No. That has to be like, unless your friend, the bachelor, is like a big foodie.
But I'm already on the, like, you know.
You have to make it, a big part of a bachelor party, especially as it grows, is you have to make it very manageable where it's like, dinner is at this hotel or another hotel, and at that hotel is where we're also going to a club or whatever. It's like we're not changing locations four times.
I haven't done that in a long time. I'm like kind of old to be like rolling to a club with 13 dudes.
Right? I am not doing that. No, I'm serious. Yeah. I do it for everyone's bachelor party if that's what they want to do.
I'm not going to say I'm not because
I always do it.
Yeah, I don't know.
But I never
want
to. I'm always like, if anyone wants to do it, I'd rather just sit at a bar somewhere and just drink together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But like that's what it's like.
Didn't we have like a Sunday morning or a Monday morning together, me, you, and Dolgen, where we sat at high top tables together and just kind of like drank and ordered some wings and watched football and then with our suitcases and shit?
I think that was the last one.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's the best way to. If you can do a relaxed. There's some really, it can be relaxing. It doesn't have to be insanity, but I like that you can do that at the drop of a hat.
Right. Also, the thing we should say is like our friends, the guys that we go with who have similar vibes to us in that a lot of them or most of them enough that the vibe is there will be gambling time.
Yeah.
They're like, because like our friends, most of them are gamblers, but there are people who go to Vegas where a few people are gamblers, but everyone else is like clubs, pool, blah, blah, blah. And it's like, they don't even understand. Like, so when you go to a bachelor party where everyone's like, yo, look, there's 10 of us. Let's see if they'll open a $15 table for us. Like, that's the shit that's like the dream. Yes, yeah.
I had one of my best trips ever. I don't think you were there. My birthday one year, like right after I wrapped the season of Happy Endings, Damon and I went to Vegas, and it was the NCAA tournament. I was there with me, Damon, his buddies, and my cousin, and they opened up like a little blackjack table for us inside their sports bar.
Oh.
And that was maybe the best time I've ever had for that like 8-hour stretch that I stayed there. and watched every single NCAA game and played blackjack for 8 hours.
I've never done the March Madness weekend.
It's the best.
It's got to be crazy.
It's so fun.
A buddy's done the Super Bowl a friend of mine who's a Giants fan went when it was the Super Bowl Giants.
That's supposed to be great. I've done Halloween. I've done most of them. That's my favorite because it's really gambling centric.
Right, because March Madness, you could just be like, I could bet on 40 games.
Though. Yeah, and people are very chill about it. It's different. Like the other times, like Halloween, or when do we see Kendrick Lamar? There was like a festival.
Oh, that was Life is Beautiful.
Life is Beautiful.
Yeah.
That weekend was like not that chill because everybody is trying to do other stuff. This is like people that are just like gamble on the NCAA tournament.
Right, sit around, drink, watch TV, gamble.
It's awesome.
Roll dice while looking at the TV.
Exactly.
Play.
I don't even know what's happening.
Yeah, like, I'm just trying to roll a hard 10 here. Yeah. Well, whatever.
I know I've been getting a feeling for Vegas though because two things. One, I have been playing craps on my phone, like on flights.
Oh, that's bad because I've done that. I know what that vibe is.
Yeah, it's like starting to become where I'm like, I haven't been in a long time. I haven't gambled in a long time. So now I'm kind of like, ooh, I think I need it like in my blood a little bit. And then every time I get my schedule for like the month and I see like when I have a free weekend and I'm not flying somewhere, I'm like, what am I going to fit in?
Yeah, like, hey, any important dates that weekend?
Does anyone need me Saturday to Monday?
Oh, it's so fucking true, dude. I'm fiending it. I fucking wanted to go to Vegas so bad that I trained to run a half marathon so I can go for a weekend.
That was awesome. That was the best cover ever.
Yeah, right? It's like, I actually, but the thing was, I literally, the day before the race was like not drinking that Saturday night. And I was like, I would so much rather not be running tomorrow. Marathon. Yeah.
But after you did it.
After I did, it was awesome. We went to Momofuku and I went fucking
the
ham.
Best. That's a great Momofuku.
I ordered a drink. I was like, oh, this drink's really expensive. And the guy was like, and I was like, I don't understand why on the ingredients. He's like, oh, it's because it's like 25 ounces. It comes in like a pitcher. I was like, I'll take that. I got like a $60 cocktail that comes in like, it's like for the table.
Yeah.
And I got just that in a glass with ice in it and just fucking smashed
it. Great.
Everyone was so tired. Tiffany was like, I got to go to bed. I'm like, I ran the half marathon. You're going to bed? I'm like, I can't go to sleep on Vegas on a Saturday night. I can't go to sleep two nights in a row in Vegas without gambling.
You got
to
gamble.
So I got to gamble. So I got to fucking – I'm so high. I ran today. I'm fucking losing it. Ate so much food. I got the cereal milk White Russian from Milk Bar.
Oh, my
milkshake God. And fucking went down to the craps table and drank this fucking boozy-ass huge milkshake made from cereal milk. Arthur wants to attack you, dude. Oh, look, he's brought you every toy. He wants to play. Oh, he wants to hump. Artie, get down, you nasty. You're turning him on. What are some favorite, like, I fucking love Blue Ribbon and Cosmo, of course.
Yeah,
it's so good.
I like the Cosmo's, like, third level thing because I love that Secret Pizza.
Secret Pizza is awesome. And they have an egg slut now. And they have a milk bar and Momofuku.
Yeah, I like that. I also like the Aria for the way it smells.
Yes.
It smells good.
I like the Win for the way it looks. Like it's like Win. So like colorful.
But my problem with the Win is that I feel lost in there.
The last time I went, I was like, every time I went to go to my tower, I went the wrong way.
Yeah. I happen
the tower to, shit is so confusing. So I'm like, there is not even a 63rd floor in this side. And they're like, dude, you're at the Boulevard
tower.
I'll tell you this.
I don't love the small casinos. Like, the old Hard Rock and the Palms.
Yeah, yeah.
There's something that makes me feel like I'm in like Reno.
It feels sketchy.
Yeah.
It feels a little sketchy.
But I like the Bellagio.
The Bellagio is a fucking great hotel.
The Bellagio I really still like. Even though it smells like smoke and it's like old. It reminds me of Ocean's movies. I like it. I like gambling there.
Yeah. I like the Venetian and specifically the Palazzo because it's like the.
I haven't spent a ton of time there.
Because they have a Grand Lux.
Where are we staying in this next one?
I don't know yet.
Ooh,
details to come.
I'm so glad I don't have to plan anything.
I'm so happy someone else is planning it. Yeah. I'm like, tell me how much. Here's my routing number. Just fucking get
me
there.
My budget.
You want to buy me a flight?
Yeah, dude.
You can do it all.
Let's fly WestJet.
I'm loyal to fucking Delta, dog.
I flew today I flew American. I usually fly Delta. It was very disorienting.
Like, where are the purple dresses?
I was like, this is blue and red too.
That's all you know.
Yeah.
Wow. All right, sir. Just sit down. Sir.
You're in custody, sir.
Sir. There's nothing more. I love that fucking rug pulling out shit. So, like, after someone's ranting on Twitter, someone just retweets it like, sir, this is a Wendy's drive-through window. You know?
Do people do that?
I love that fucking undercutting bullshit. I mean, that's just a favorite move. Improv, like, it's like a classic improv move. Two guys have been talking about, like, the most disgusting shit ever, and you're like, hey.
Patient's dying over here.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I still think it's funny.
I still think that okay, is a funny move. It still works for me. Like, in the middle of an improv scene, just going, cut. All right, guys. Like, it that depends was a movie.
On how, it depends on how it's done.
Right.
Yeah. If I'm in it, I'm like, excuse me?
Yeah, it's frustrating. Or someone who, like, turns it into a commercial by walking out in the front and going, welcome to.
I would be like, what are you doing? I'd be like,
Brian, I'll undercut them. Brian, get back in your cage.
And cut. What you've just seen is, pause. This is our new prototype.
Pause. They're like, unpause. You're like, all right, well, so this is a faulty robot. This is one you have to put down. You have to kill it, right? Yes, and? Like, Jesus, guys, that show was awful. You guys are fucking attacking.
I just noticed this. This is great.
Yeah, Adam's talking about Steven Seagal's novel, The Way of the Shadow Wolves.
The Forward by Sheriff Joe Arpaio.
It's crazy that he wrote the foreword. And we've been reading that passage by passage on Action Boys, Shadow Wolves tier Patreon, which is an insane sentence I just said. But the book is crazy. It's about Native Americans who work with the U.S. Marshals to enforce immigration rules. Like, white people and Native American people working together to not let Mexican people into the country.
Hell yeah.
It's like, that's
teamwork. We're all the same.
No more immigrants, right, Indians? They're like, well, we agree about that. We were saying that since 1400s, dude. Vegas has some cool, like, non-casino shit to do too.
Yeah, if you can get shopping there.
If you can get an activity together, especially on a bachelor party, you always gotta have like one.
Yeah, I always bail on that.
Yeah, I know.
I'm the first one to bail on that. Yeah, anytime they're like, we're gonna go shoot guns, I'm like, count me out.
Yeah, yeah. I've shot guns there. I've rode ATVs there.
I got no need for it.
I went to Summer League basketball there, and I don't even like basketball.
That I would do.
Oh, yeah, well,
that
of course.
I would do in a second.
Yeah.
I would sit and watch hours, but you could bet on that.
Yeah.
I don't really, there's not a lot like that I'm dying to do there,
right,
as an adult.
You're not going
to
do like the Ferris wheel or the slingshot.
I want to see Lady Gaga.
Yes, me too. I saw Thunder from Down Under last time.
Oh, yeah, I saw that on your Instagram. How was that? Was that funny?
It was fun. It was weird. It was, you know what? I'll call Thunder from Down Under out on my podcast. It was too heteronormative. It didn't need to be that way.
Really?
There was obviously guys in the crowd, and they never once acknowledged men, and they always just said ladies, ladies. And I get that it's supposed to be like...
Is Magic Mike like that?
I don't know. I gotta go. I'll find out. I'll tell you. But if you go to...
I heard Magic Mike is like bonkers.
I went to Vegas with a woman, my wife, and our two of our best friends who are gay men, so they were all down to go to fucking... And I'm like, well, I can't not go to Thunder from Down Under.
No, you can't be that guy.
So I'm sitting there, and I'm like, this is so uninteresting. And then I'm like... I see them never once say, like, some of the dancers were like, what's up, dudes? You know, like, but they never once acknowledge it from the crowd. I'm like, if you made this more like pro-gay, you would have a fucking bigger party here.
I'm surprised that it's not, first of all. Secondly, I will say that I recently encountered a male stripper. And I found
what a cagey way to explain some new element in your life.
No. It was on a show. I was on a contestant on like a celebrity game show. Called To Tell the Truth, and they, you know, what you do is like you try to guess what these people do, and we were wrong about this one guy, but he ended up being a stripper, and he then was like, to show that he was a stripper, he like took his clothes off and started doing the dances and stuff, and there is something about a male stripper that crosses a line. I hope that does not coming across like what's the word? Chauvinistic. But it felt to me like a male stripper crosses the line because it's so like in your face. It's like it's such an act of like, I know that he's dancing, but he was like, you know, shoving.
There's only one thing that a guy has.
Yeah, he was like shoving his dick in her face, you know. And she was being a good sport, and like it was really funny the way she handled it. But like, I don't know. That felt wrong to me. Like, I was watching him. I get that he's a male stripper and stuff, but that's like assault, you know? Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
It's a gray line.
Yeah.
Or gray, not a gray line. That's terrible.
Gray area.
The thin gray line.
The thin gray line. As I talk about my pubes.
Yeah. My pubes are totally gray.
Are they?
Oh, God.
I have no gray pubes yet.
Steve Martin down there.
I have this chin here. I'm starting this salt and pepper
Martin
up
Martin short
here.
On top, Steve Martin on the bottom.
I have a Martin short dick.
I have a Steve Martin. There's an arrow through it.
You have white pubic hair, and I have an Ed Grimley fucking cowlick.
The albino.
I have Jiminy Dick.
Jiminy Dick is just a wide bean.
With big glasses on it. With Judah Friedlander glasses on it. I encountered a male stripper when I worked as a lifeguard back in the day. A dude who was also a lifeguard at Hofstra where I worked was a male stripper. And in the summer, you would always have like 20 minutes off, and he would like get off the lifeguard stand, walk outside to where like there was like a little patch of grass by a baseball field, strip down to a G-string and tan like 20 minutes at a clip on all his downtime. And he was fucking buff as hell, and he would just do like push-ups and fucking and planks. And he's like,
I think that's his job.
Yeah.
But
he was a very strange dude.
But it's a line. It's like, that's his job. And like, I look at Magic Mike, like I saw the piece on Ellen with like Channing Tatum took her to the live show, you know? And like,
never seen the live show, but I've seen both movies a bunch of times.
I've only seen the first movie. I've seen like clips of the second
movie. Oh, dude, you got to see Joe Manganiello dance in the convenience store.
I want to see Donald.
I'm sweating.
Dance?
Yes.
Yeah, I want to see Donald.
No, dude, this is like a bit of a spoiler, but the movie's been out for so long. Dude, Michael Strahan gives somebody a lap dance in the movie.
See, like,
that's the reason to see Magic
that's
Mike.
Like assault, right? No. Like if Michael Strahan's giving you a lap dance, like that's crazy.
Excuse me.
No, that's not. You can't do that.
No, just because he's so sweet and he's such a giant in the scene, he looks insane. It looks crazy.
I know, like I don't know. There's something. I guess it is sexist because I would never say I would not say it about a female.
Right, if a stripper with like huge tits and huge ass
I guess I would
some dude's face in.
No, I guess I would feel a little bit in this day and age if it happened on the game show, it would be a little like,
oh yeah.
I think I would be.
Hold on. That is the entire context. I forgot.
It was on a game show.
Right.
It was in like a front of
people. Never mind. So back it all up. No, that is weird because
if a
woman was just like putting her tits in my face on a game show, I would feel insane.
But it's an old norm, you know, like because like you can remember those game shows, you know, like you've seen people like, but it felt in the new, I don't know, like I was just very uncomfortable with it.
Well, all right. So here's a long story short. Hollywood, hire Adam and I to host an R-rated game show that films in Vegas.
R-rated.
Hard R.
Hard R. Like super bad. A ton of cursing.
A lot of cursing. Like that's in the pitch. Yeah. And we'll be cursing.
Trust me. If you think cursing's a crutch, we're crippled.
You're going to love
us. We're fucking cursing all the time.
If you like Dennis Leary but hate his jokes, you're going to love us. We're like Dennis Leary with less ideas.
Hate Michael Rappaport's content. Love the sound of his voice. Want to hear it in stereo?
Dude, one time I was on the wrap-up show and Michael Rappaport called in and I was so excited and we were like shouting to each other over speakerphone.
Did you get into it?
No,
I'm scared to get into it.
We were roasting Gary for some perceived slight, but I was just going in on Gary with Rappaport, and to me it was like this like blessing from the New York gods. Yeah. He didn't like engage with me or be like, who's John Gabrus or whatever, but we were like doing a bit together on Gary over speakerphone, and first of all, for me,
that's huge.
That's like a fucking puts me in Long Island scene.
Were you in LA or were you in New York?
No, I was back in New York.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah,
so
I was
in the studio.
In the studio.
That's the best.
Yeah.
Oh, the best.
Fuck. Yes, dude. And I was so pumped, and it was like the most New York thing ever. And it was like Rappaport. And I was like, I have no idea how cool that was for me.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Yeah.
Last time I was like, I stopped giving it to Gary when I was on because I felt bad about it. Because I was like, who am I? I don't know. Yeah, like I had a moment of self-awareness, which I never have. I was like, I'm just a little shit that like, you know, like why am I giving it to Gary? I have no right to give it to Gary.
I literally love that.
And then the last time I was on, a bit came up and everyone was giving it to Gary. And they're like, what do you think, Adam? And I was like, look, I don't want to. And Gary's like, no, come on. Tell me what you think. And I was like, you fucking asshole.
Immediately
start ripping on Gary.
You're right, guys.
I think like he plays. I think like he likes it. Yeah. He likes that.
That's the Long Island in him.
Yeah, self hate.
Yeah, that's the Long Island in him. It's like that's
That Hannity phone call yet?
No,
with Sour Shoes.
Oh no,
Sour Shoes called Hannity and as Gary and Hannity didn't know. And it's like perfect.
Oh, that's so. And Hannity's from Long Island.
Yeah,
right?
But he and but it's
or he lives on Long Island.
It's
now.
Crazy that he didn't know something was up because like Sour Shoes is going in so hard.
Wait, didn't
like,
someone?
He's like, I got out of work late, so of course I took. I got around 9, and like
I gotta listen to that.
It's awesome.
So that's the big plug from you, right? As we end the podcast, is champagne. Check out Shower. Check Sour out Sour Shoes. Shoes.
Yes, that's my big dude. Thank honestly, I love Sour Shoes. I would love to do a biopic of Sour Shoes. Dude, I love that guy.
Let's shoot it in Vegas.
Dude, Sour Shoes in Vegas.
Studio in Vegas.
In a small...
Cape Principale built a green screen studio in Vegas using their fucking corporations as like some kind of shell company.
They're calling it Super Deluxe 2.
Electric Boogaloo. Super Deluxe 2, Secret of the Ooze. Dude, Champagne Ill.
Yes.
On YouTube
on
Premium.
On YouTube Premium.
Get it.
The first 3 episodes are free on December 12th, and then the rest you can sign up for. It's not that expensive.
And I'm sure you can sign up for 1 free month. Not to like tell them how
I think it's 3 free months, and you get live sports, and it's if you're cutting the cord, it's definitely worth it.
And if you want to bail it in 3 months, do it.
And I'll help you.
Adam will come to your
I'll
house
come to your
and
house.
Deal with the customer service for you.
Oh, I'm good at that. I got the patience for it.
We just need you to donate to his Indiegogo, raising money for the Sour Shoes biopic.
Dude, I'm serious. I would love to do that. Thank you again for having me.
Oh, dude, thanks for coming on, man. Check out Champagne Ill. Get on YouTube Premium. Hit up Adam Pally and I on Twitter with your Vegas hacks, and we'll like just I'll hit it with a like, and Adam doesn't even have to react.
I probably will respond. I get into it.
But I do want some recos. If some other people have some hacks,
I would love recos. Please, any recos for Vegas.
Yeah, hit us at Twitter. You're at Adam Pally, right?
Yeah.
And I'm at Gabrus. Hit us there. And check out Champagne Ale one more time, you fucks. Bye, shitheads.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.